Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole.
Highly sensitive people who compose about a fifth of the population are known to have rich and complex inner life as well as heightened and more deep experience of the world, which may feel at times like a burden, and they don't always understand why they're different. And as I mentioned in the introduction, you know, Sheldon and Big Bang may just be one of these kinds of people that reacts differently to certain situations and doesn't really understand why everybody else isn't reacting the same way. But I imagine there's a lot of social challenges to being a highly sensitive person. And my guest is Dr. Ben Michaelis. He's a clinical psychologist in full-time private practice in Manhattan. Welcome to the show. So tell us a little bit about highly sensitive people. What does that even mean?
So thanks so much for having me, by the way, Molly. Being a highly sensitive person means a few things. It means that you feel things more deeply on an emotional level. People that are highly sensitive tend to be more reactive to experiences that for people that are not highly sensitive, they have a larger reaction. They tend to prefer some alone time. They tend to prefer individual exercise to team exercise because they can be overstimulated. Highly sensitive people tend to ponder their decisions longer. They're generally more detail-oriented. There's also some evidence to suggest that highly sensitive people are actually more prone to depression and anxiety, and they're sensitive to environmental stimuli, so noises or certain feelings. And they tend to actually, another thing, they actually tend to be more mannered than people that are not highly sensitive. And one of the interesting things, you mentioned that it's about a fifth of the population, which is actually absolutely right, but they also may make up a larger percentage of the population of people that therapists see in their practice.
So, Dr. Michaelis, in some, you know, cultures, populations, places in the country, people who are overly sensitive, oh, don't be so sensitive, or don't think too much, don't read too much into it. You know, they're kind of told to back it off. Is this kind of a personality, not disorder, as it were, but basically a personality type, you know, like a type A personality, something that can't really be controlled, per se, like someone can't just back off of being a highly sensitive person?
That's exactly right, and I very well put it. In fact, that's one of the things that, one of the ways to tell if you are a highly sensitive person or an HSP is they tend to be told, don't take things so personally, why are you being so sensitive, relax, and it's abusive in many ways because HSPs can't just do that, can't just disconnect. And most, I don't think many people are actually able to just do that. But I think it's particularly hard because it's something that follows them throughout their lives, being told, oh, you're making too much of this. And for them, they just experience things more keenly.
Is this something that needs help or is it something that needs nurturing?
It's a great question. And, you know, it's still a trait that's being studied. It was first identified by Dr. Elaine Aron in the early 1990s, and since then there's been a lot of research on this, and there still continues to be a great deal of research on high sensitivity. And, you know, like any trait, there is an upside and there's some challenges to it. You know, the challenges I just mentioned, especially in our culture, in American society, where generally speaking, people don't tend to appreciate emotions or emotional reactivity. It can be seen in a very negative way, but there are lots of incredible advantages to being a highly sensitive person, which society is just starting to catch up and realize now. So people that are highly sensitive tend to process information more at a higher depth level. They tend to be more aware of themselves, more aware of others, more empathic, more dedicated to causes. There's some evidence to suggest that people that tend to find their way into leadership positions are more likely to be HSPs. They're more innovative, they're more generous, and they're just more passionate. So, you know, it's just like anything. It's a matter of how you use these traits And unfortunately, if someone finds themselves in an environment that exacerbates some of the challenges to it. So, for example, if a child is told, you know, stop crying or stop being so sensitive, or in fact are in an unpredictable or even an abusive situation, it can have negative impacts throughout the life course. But if they're in an environment where those very same qualities are nurtured and respected, it can lead them to amazing feats.
And you said that highly sensitive people maybe end up to be CEOs and things like that. So is this a trait that also correlates with intellectual ability or capability? Does it hamper your ability because of the sensitivity? Are you always then looking around, looking at what others are doing, comparing yourself to them, or being critical of even what a teacher says? Or does it kind of, you know, help you to focus on the task?
So the answer is both. It can make you, it does make you more sensitive to what other people think, but that can be a tremendous asset. So for example, for a lot of politicians, you know, one thing that people may not realize is that a very large percentage of our presidents are left-handed. And so there's some evidence to suggest that their brains are just wired in a certain way that makes them more able to read cues of other people. And I think of it very similarly with highly sensitive people, that they're just better at reading the subtleties of others' emotions, which can be a tremendous, tremendous asset, whether you're leading a company or trying to make a sale or trying to make a friend.
Okay, so you brought up the word friend. We only have like a couple of minutes left, but Dr. Michaelis, what about the social interactions and marriage and relationships and just being socially awkward when everyone's joking and jovial, you know, and being all jocular and you're just like, okay, that makes me very uncomfortable. What do you tell people about that social situation and your best advice?
You know, great question. And the answer is, a lot of times when situations are too stimulating, I suggest that people that are HSPs to just take themselves offline, give themselves a little break, because things that, you know, again, might not necessarily have a large emotional impact on other people tend to exhaust them or overwhelm them. And so the idea of taking a little break, saying, oh, I just have to run out for a moment, excusing themselves, or even taking one person I work with often takes a nap in the afternoon, and it just sort of helps him to reset his system so that he can go back in and re-engage on a social level.
Yeah, I don't know that that makes him a highly sensitive person. I like to take a nap in the afternoon to reset myself too. I think he's probably a pretty smart guy. But, you know, it really is such an interesting topic and one that we haven't covered very often on Radio MD. So I'm so glad that you came here. Tell people where they can find out more about you. And you have a book, right? That your next big thing, 10 Small Steps to Get Moving and Get Happy.
I do. And so my website is drbenmichaelis.com, or I'm on Twitter at drbenmichaelis. And my book is Your Next Big Thing. And it's meant to help people that are in transition and trying to figure out what to do next in life.
How interesting. So we've been talking about highly sensitive people. And, you know, you may want to listen to this and re-listen to the beginning and what Dr. Michaelis said about ways to spot that. Are you a highly sensitive person listening to him? I think that maybe we have a few in my family, maybe even my daughter. So I'm going to listen again, and I hope you'll share the show with your friends. You know, spread it around, because this is how we really share this great information and we all learn together. That's what these shows are all about, and you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. We got more coming up, so stay well and stay tuned.